Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander. Mr. Ball Bolt is joining us again.
Howdy,
welcome back,
howdy.
Everybody.
Hey.
Did y'all have a good week?
Had a great week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic week.
Yeah.
It's hot in Texas. It's a hot mortgage market, hot sales market, home market. Boy, you name it. It's hot.
Construction is everywhere in North Texas right now. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a happening thing. I mean, even still in Carrollton and Farmers Branch, they're still putting up apartment complexes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of stock in Tyrek. I don't know if you know what Tyrek is, but if you look at every one of those apartments and houses being built, that's the press board that they use.
Right?
So I started seeing that about a year and a half ago, and I just said, I need to buy some of that, you know. So,
how's that going?
Yeah, great. I'd have to say.
Well,
awesome.
But you're not recommending any investment, of course.
No, I don't recommend any investments. Believe me, I'm not an investment guy. I've lost more than I've ever made. I can promise you that.
Well, what's been the highlight of your week, Gary?
Well, I was in Las Vegas for 2 days.
Oh, nice.
For a golf tournament there.
Did you gamble?
Yeah, I did. I did venture into the gambling. I did some of this little gambling poker machine where you don't have to make decisions very fast. And I actually did okay.
Money?
Yeah, I made money.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's cool. That's fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. So, and I don't recommend anybody doing that either. you know, or you might need to seek counseling, or let's get all our little waivers out there.
Bob, what was the highlight of your week?
I think the highlight of my week was a close that I did yesterday, which was a refinance of a previous client that I did the purchase loan on about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And, oh, my gosh, he went from a 4.375 on a 20-year down to a 3% on a 15-year. And again, that's a regular refinance, not a cash out. And
APR around 3.25%.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just absolutely delighted.
So did his payment stay about the same?
His payments actually went down because he got rid of the monthly mortgage insurance, which was his original objective when he came to me. He said, I really think I have enough equity now. I want to get rid of that monthly mortgage insurance. And, of course, at that point, I had no idea we'd be able to get a rate like that. And I gave him the option between a 30-year and a 15-year. Or 20-year and a 15-year, and he just couldn't believe that he could go that low an interest rate on a 15-year, and his payments are still going down about $200 a month.
That is sweet.
Yeah, and I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he had this myth that came out. It was kind of funny. I've been in this business since 2002. I got into it back when the rates first went to 6%, and everybody refinanced back in 2002. Rates
that was
went
low.
To 6%. They were 8% before that, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's where the kind of the myth started that you have to save 2% before it makes sense for you to read 2%. You know how many times that you could have ever saved 2%? He goes, "Well, I'm only saving 1.5%."
Yeah.
On a house that I bought last year,
1.5%.
I said, okay, so and he was getting rid of mortgage insurance too, which was $167 a month. So he was saving $480-something a month. And he was also
in payments.
Yeah. And then he could go to a 20-year and still save over what he was paying now. Finally, I said, hey, you know, let's look at the dollars and cents here.
Because that's what matters. I mean, people think, 1%, 1.5%, they think of it as such a small number, but they don't think about looking at the grander picture of, over the life of the mortgage, how much that actually saves you.
Right. Well, and also what they can do, what I at least tell them as an option, if we save you, $400 a month on a refinance, for example, what if you put that $400 a month back to principal?
Right.
And I can very easily calculate, you can pay that, 30-year loan off in, 12, 15 years or something. Mm-hmm. And so that's also incentive. Now, that's assuming they don't mind continuing to pay what they're paying now because they're going to take whatever the savings is and put it back in. I had one instance on a refinance, cash out refinance, as a matter of fact. They were going to save about $1,500 a month, not just in the mortgage payment, mm-hmm. but they were paying the mortgage and all this debt payment. So their total payments was going to go down about $1,500 a month. And I said, hey, what if you save $500 a month and put $1,000 back to your principal? And here's how much sooner you can get your mortgage paid off. And it's like, that's a no-brainer.
Bang.
Boom, bam. Well, maybe you people listening have some questions out there about what can I do? Can I get a cash back refinance? Maybe I can just do a straight rate and term refinance and just lower your monthly payment. Give us a call.
If you had a cash back refinance, now you can refinance into a rate and term. Back 2 years ago, it was once a cash out, always a cash out. No longer the case.
You can refinance
into a rate and term now. Lower interest rate, lower term. And now's the time to do it for sure.
Give us a call at 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here today. The call is free. It's free. All it costs you is a little bit of your time to crunch some numbers to see where you're at.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're not where you need to be, they can help you and explain how you need to get there. If you have questions, we are here to unravel the mortgage mystery. Send your text to us at 877-881-1053.
Did we have any leftover from last week that we didn't get to?
I think we had a few, but
you don't have them.
I don't have them anymore.
Yeah. we'll get plenty, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be glad to answer any and all questions.
Text lines are open, 877-881-1053. So, summertime, how's the purchase side going?
I think surprisingly it's still active, still pretty busy for this time of year. Of course, a lot of people on the purchase side are trying to get into a house before school starts.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think, Gary, it's still pretty busy?
Exactly. I mean, you know, like I said, my own kids are trying to get, you know, into a house before the school, you know, year starts. So that's happening. You know, all over the Metroplex, you know, all over the United States, I would think. You know, but that's the thing, too, is once that crunch is over, you know, a lot of times you're able still to make a purchase. And a lot of people that are purchasing are first-time home buyers, and they don't have kids in school and stuff, too. So that's going to be, you know, ongoing. I feel like the purchase market will be strong throughout the whole year this year with mm-hmm. the interest rates where they're at, for sure.
Well, I'd like to touch on something we haven't talked about in a while. Don't we have, what is it called, the ACE program, or is it the EDGE program now?
Customer EDGE program, yeah.
Let's talk about that. What is that, and how can that help?
I'd love to talk about that. Obviously, on a purchase, our borrowers can use any realtor that they want to, but if they choose to use a realtor in our network, they will give the borrower a cash rebate right after closing that represents about 20% of their commission. So, you know, depending on the price of the house, they can get a check for over $1,000.
Dang.
You know, right after closing, that can help with moving expenses and so forth. And these are outstanding realtors that have been screened and so forth and know the areas wherever people want to buy. So that's an option. They don't have to do that if they don't want to, but that's always an option.
It's some extra cash in your pocket if you do.
Don't they do something like hook everything up for you, too, like your cable, electricity? They have a program for that, too.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not
familiar
with that.
They bundle the whole thing, concierge. Yeah, they use them, and you can get like one-stop shopping. They can get you the lowest rate on your electricity, lowest on cable.
That's pretty cool.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not
too
familiar with that.
And it doesn't cost you anything. They just get it all hooked up for you.
Well, that could save you a lot of headaches.
Because that can
be a lot of headache.
That is a lot of headache.
And they can unpack your bags for you.
Yeah.
And your boxes.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just
and
kidding.
They do your dishes your first night there.
Just kidding.
Two realtors in a truck.
Here you go.
Right? That's funny, Gary. You got jokes.
I got humor, you know. It's
in there somewhere.
It may not be good humor, but, you know. But,
it exists.
It exists, yeah. I'm kind of like Kevin, you know. I got those jokes. We'll have Kevin back next week. He's on that golf trail in the summertime, and Nate is at the Texas-Mexico Cup.
In San Antonio, right?
San Antonio at the Hill Country Resort there, and it's kind of like a three-day Ryder Cup kind of deal.
Okay.
Where they
– Awesome.
Yeah, the first day is alternate shot. The second day is best ball. The third day is a singles thing. And I don't know where Nate and them stand, but Texas is up.
He'll do good.
After the first day.
He'll do good. He's a great little golfer.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's going to be outstanding.
Yeah.
As he has been.
Yeah, he's been outstanding for sure.
All right. So, Gary.
Yes, I'm here.
I know. Tell me, what's the biggest hiccup you've seen in doing cashback refinances with folks?
The unknown thing is the appraisal. That's the big one. You know, you pretty much have all the I's and T's crossed, and then the appraisal comes in, and if it comes in low or lower, if you're doing, cash out, you know, that it, not only does it affect the amount of cash it can come back, but it can also affect the rate that you get, your interest rate and your terms. Mm-hmm. Because loan to value plays a big part
in the rate, and
how everything's priced. So that's always kind of a hard thing to go over when you say, oh, the appraisal came in. Well, you know, that means when you send that to Rate Lock and say the appraisal came in $20,000 less, and then they come back to you with a different rate stack and you have to change the rate or the terms. Yeah.
Just a reminder to everybody that the Texas cash out home equity loan in Texas means that the loan amount cannot exceed 80% of the appraised value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they start out with, let's say, based on the estimate of the value, there's, you know, 30% equity, mm-hmm. and they only need 20. Sometimes the appraisal can come in a little less, and it still works. They just might not be able to pay off as much debt,
mm-hmm.
for example. Or get as much cash back.
Depending on what they're trying to do. The other thing you do see is that credit scores affect how much cash you can get back.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A lot of times a 670 credit score, it's depending on the loan amount, can only get 75% back instead of 80% because of what they call the loan level pricing adjustments. And those are not something that Texas Lending does. It's something that's Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, who we sell conventional mortgages to, that's their guidelines that mm-hmm. come in. So we just have to implement them. And I always say, hey, look, I'm just the messenger. You know, I don't make the rules. Right. So
you were saying that. Let me back up. So question. So let's say somebody's appraisal, they come and they want to do a cashback refinance. The appraisal comes back lower than expected.
Mm-hmm.
Can they then change their loan to maybe a rate and term?
Sure.
Just to refinance it instead of doing a cashback refinance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can always do that. You can change.
So that's still
an
option.
You can change your mortgage at any time, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can change how much the loan amount is. The other thing is when a lot of times people, you get these initial disclosures, they think, my income's off $5 or something. You know, that doesn't, it's just for compliance, the initial disclosures.
And it's preliminary.
Yeah, and changes can be made all the way up to the end.
And when they sign the initial disclosures, which are required to begin the processing of the loan, there's no obligation on the loan, but we can also make changes, and usually
right.
do.
Yeah.
Yes. So maybe you're wondering if you are eligible for a cashback refinance, or maybe you just want to do a rate and term. You're not sure about your credit score, or maybe you're not sure about how much money you need to have down for a home purchase. Give us a call at 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here today. And get your text question into us, 877-881-1053. We have texts already coming in, and we'll start answering those questions here after our break on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning and welcome back to the TexasLending.com morning show. I am your hostess, Tress Collins, here with Mr. Gary Alexander and Mr. Bob Bolt. And we are here to
Is it the mortgage show or the morning show?
It's the Mortgage Morning Show.
There you go.
All right.
I know, because I'm still trying to wake up.
The Morning Show. Okay.
Is that how I said? Did I say morning?
Mm-hmm.
Darn it.
You're doing just fine, Tress.
Nabbit, Gary. Well, see, I haven't eaten breakfast yet. I'm meeting somebody after the show for brunch, so I'm a little short on protein here, so cut me some slack. Are y'all ready for these questions?
Yep.
We are.
Here we go. Can you get a construction loan with zero down?
Well, let me start this way. A construction loan is kind of involved, but let me start with this. You got to find out from the builder if the builder is going to finance the construction, or if they are going to ask you to find a construction lender. And most of the time, they're going to ask you to find a construction lender. Now, we don't do construction loans here at Texas Lending. Now, we do have someone that we use that does that. But before you get to a construction lender and their approval, we have to approve you for the permanent loan once the house is finished. So what do you think, Gary?
Well, my question to you is, basically, are you saying that you own the land? Because if you own the land, then a construction loan is pretty simple to get as long as you have good credit. Many construction loans are done in the past where they own the land, and all they had to do was go to the bank and get the construction loan to build their property, and then we did the refinance to perm.
And the money that they paid for, if they paid cash for the land, that's a credit towards the down payment, if you will, on the total project.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. All right. Sounds good. Here we go. Next. We did a cash back refinance last September. How soon can we refinance for a lower rate?
September.
That's right.
12 months.
12 months.
I have several of those.
I knew the answer to that, by the way.
Okay. Wow, Tress.
I know, right? Woo, yeah. Look at me.
Yeah, and there was some ambiguity. Yeah, ambiguity on that, because I said, well, you know, because we always say, well, you know, you can do a rate and term refinance, but it is, the rules say that it takes 12 months before you can do it, but you can go right into a rate and term refinance at the lower interest rate, because if you got a cash out last September, I'm going to say your rates were in the fives probably somewhere. Mm-hmm. And now that you can do a rate and term refinance, maybe get down in the threes. That would be nice in September. Please call us. Please call me. I will be glad to help you.
972-387-4600. Ask for Mr. Gary Alexander.
Yeah.
He will be glad to crunch some numbers for you and make that happen.
Yes.
All right. And if you have questions, send in your text, 877-881-1053, and we will work very hard to make it to your question. And we have the next question. I have 25 years left on my mortgage. I have a 3.25% interest rate. I owe $190,000. My credit score is 860. Can I save money on a refinance?
I don't, unless there's some mortgage insurance involved in there, I don't see any, you know, at this time why there would be any change in that. You have 3.25.
It probably not.
Got it 5 years ago when rates were really low. As long as you don't have mortgage insurance, I mean, if it's an FHA loan, then you might look, because your APR is higher because of the mortgage insurance. That would be the only reason that I would see. I mean, at 25 years, I think you'd be fine where you're at.
Yeah, I think so, unless you can get rid, if the equity is such to get rid of the monthly mortgage insurance. But other than that, I'd say you're probably in good shape where you are.
Yes, 3.25 is a pretty great rate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's absolutely. If it was a 30-year loan, then it's lower than what they are at right now. So I don't think it would make any sense.
And I love the fact that Texas Lending is honest with people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say, oh, we'll do the loan. No, our primary objective is what is good for our customer, what is good for the borrower. If it doesn't benefit the borrower, we're not going to do the loan.
And that's important.
We're not like that company up north that says, give me $500 so we can get your appraisal ordered and get this done for you. you know.
Whether or not it's a benefit or not.
Whether or not it's a benefit or not. That's yeah. all they say. We want an appraisal of money right now up front. Let's go. Let's get this going.
I just tell people I'm here to help, and I'm going to give you options and let you decide.
Mm-hmm. And that's Definitely. Important. That's important.
No, we don't want your rocket to crash here.
I think there's a pun in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a reference to. Is this because of the 50th anniversary of the moon
that's
landing?
That's exactly yeah, that's it. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, the Apollo 11.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome, Gary.
Saturn rocket. Yes, that's mm-hmm. it.
Okay, here we go.
I remember that. I remember watching it on
Me
TV.
Me too. Gary and I are old enough to yeah. to very much remember that.
I was born at the end of that year.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey.
I was born at an early age.
Yeah, me too.
You guys, that's amazing. Yes. All right. Moving on. Can I roll closing costs and upfront escrow costs into the mortgage in a regular refinance? I don't want a cash out refinance, but I don't want to come out of pocket for the closing costs.
So we try to zero out every refinance. You just have to realize that when you're crunching those numbers and when you close and everything, we do everything we can to zero out the closing costs. The only thing that you pay for is your appraisal up front. That's required because it's your appraisal, and that's the only closing cost that's paid for up front. At times, like I said, they may come down to where you bring $100 or something
right.
because they couldn't get the numbers just right. But we try to zero out every closing cost. And that's the other thing, when I kind of wanted to get off on closing costs last week, you know, a lot of your closing costs basically are the same everywhere except for, you know, we have a underwriting processing fee. Everybody else has an underwriting processing fee.
Exactly.
Then you have title fees. You have doc preparation fees for the attorneys that draw up. Those are all the same, just basically all the same. And if you have escrows, you have a new escrow account rolled in, taxes and insurance. Now, I'm not a big proponent of escrows myself. I like everybody paying their own escrows themselves if they can manage their own money. You know, and usually right. when you talk to somebody at the 700 credit score, you know, instead of rolling in this time of year, you're going to roll in a year's worth of taxes almost. Mm-hmm. And so that's a lot of money for a lot of people. And so that adds to how much you owe on your loan. Why not escrow it yourself? Get the money back. You already have your first year's escrow money to give, you know, when the taxes are due, and then save it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do it that way. And then you also don't have the issue with what's been going on in these counties is taxes going up every year and having an escrow analysis done and them coming back and say, well, now your taxes are, you know, they may not do it for 2 years. And they say, okay, well, you're going to have to pay $400 extra a month for the next 12 months to catch up on your escrow. And then come to find out the next year, you were behind again. And, you know, and it's just an ongoing thing. Whereas, hey, now I can refinance. I can have lower closing costs because all I'm doing is rolling in the cost that the underwriting processing, title fees, that stuff, a lot less. And then moving forward that way and paying your own, and you don't have as much closing costs on your refinance. And also it helps out your loan to value too.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
So I push that.
I have a question. This may seem like a silly question, but again, I haven't eaten this morning. So, but a cashback refinance versus a rate and term refinance. So we know that on the cashback refinance, there's an appraisal that's done for, you know, the loan to value of the loan and stuff. But when you're just doing a rate and term refinance, is there an appraisal that needs to be done, or are you just refinancing the balance of your mortgage?
No, you still have to have an appraisal unless you get an appraisal waiver or it's a Streamline or a VA IRL, which is interest rate reduction loan. Those are loans that you don't have to have an appraisal, but you want to have an appraisal to give you the highest loan to value. So that can help with your interest rate.
Oh,
correct.
And not having mortgage insurance and things like that.
So okay.
It's definitely important. But the thing about closing costs you have to realize is closing costs is basically equity costs. You are using $5,000 of your equity to pay to
do the loan
advantage. Mm-hmm. It's not money out of your pocket. It's equity cost. Okay, your equity around here is going up $10,000 a year, mm-hmm. you know, almost everywhere.
Because we have a high demand for housing.
So
right now,
you're using half of that to give you a better loan product.
All right.
And one other thing I might add to what Gary's saying here is that a lot of people say, well, what is your closing cost? At Texas Lending, our fees are relatively little in the rest of, and again, processing and underwriting fee, mm-hmm. plus doc prep fee that everybody has. Most of the closing costs are title company fees mm-hmm. that you're going to have with any lender. And so it's, if people are making a comparison of closing costs, I think they're kind of barking up the wrong tree because, by state regulations, you're going to have closing costs. You're going to have title company fees regardless with each loan that we do.
You know, we had a question last week, and they were asking if closing costs could be financed in the loan, and I don't know if they were talking about a purchase or a refinance. In a purchase, closing costs cannot be added in the loan. Now, they can be paid for by the seller, or they could be paid for by taking a higher rate, and a lot of times that makes sense. You may take a 0.25% higher rate to save $5,000 in closing costs, but that 0.25% in rate's only costing you $50 a month or something.
Yeah, difference in payment. Yeah.
So how much is $5,000 in your pocket worth more than $50 a month? You know, for mm-hmm. a lot of people, I always say, hey, look at paying for closing costs in the rate. Keeping more money in your pocket.
Well, if you have a question about closing costs or anything else in regards to mortgage, get your text message in now at 877-881-1053. We have them flowing in, and we're going to get back and answer some more of these questions right after our break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning and welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour, which happens to happen in the morning. So
on Saturday mornings on the
Saturday
Fan
mornings.
Radio?
Yes.
Sports radio station.
Yeah. Yes. We are here to answer your questions, and we have questions coming in. Get your question in at 877-881-1053 or give us a call. Ask your question. Talk to a real person at 972-387-4600. You can ask for Mr. Gary Alexander if you're doing a cashback refinance or maybe just a rate and term, or Mr. Bob Bolt, you're in purchase team, yes?
I'll do refinance and purchase, absolutely.
It'll help you either way.
That's so. It. Exactly right.
But I can't help with Dak Prescott's $35 million contract. I can't help with that.
Bless your heart. Yeah. Okay, noted.
But if he wants to buy a house with some of that money.
That's it.
Give me a call, Dak. I know he's listening to the show.
I'm sure he is. He'll call you. Mr. Gary Alexander, Dak. That's Gary Alexander.
I have to bring this up. I've had a Dallas Cowboy or two that were actual starters mm-hmm. Call me about doing a purchase. And they had the money to pay cash.
Oh, sure.
But their CPA said, you need a mortgage.
Really?
Write off a few things.
Oh, anyway. To write it off. Okay. Right. Gotcha. CPAs. Good to have on hand.
I remember when we did that. We did a mortgage for that guy that does 5,000 setups during Love Connection. Do you know, remember which player that was?
What?
Oh, I don't remember that.
He was a running back at Georgia at one time.
Oh, yes. I know. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you are over my head, Gary.
Mr. Herschel Walker.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Know the name.
He did 5,000 setups during Love Connection every day. That's how he stayed in shape.
Love Connection.
It was a 30-minute show where they tried to hook up people.
Yeah, I know the show.
How did we get off on that subject?
So he was a fan of the show, or he was so bored with it,
he gave him something to do? He loved that show.
Love Connection, yeah. Watch, they bring that show back. They brought back the show with the whammies. What's it?
Well, he does the commercials for Emus now, the guy that used to be on that show. Emus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Waintment, whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you are just
we'll be back in one.
You are just a wealth of trivial knowledge. This is awesome.
I'm good at trivia. I really am.
Fantastic. Well, let's move on to some not some trivial knowledge and answer some of these text questions. Here we go. We actually have a follow-up to an earlier question. The person who texted about the construction loan with 0% down, he's saying, I'm paying on the land right now. Mm-hmm. So he's got the land, but
well,
he's making
payments
land, on it.
So I would go to the bank and get a construction loan. You should be able to get one depending on how much equity you have. Because you own the land, and usually then at the end when everything's done, then we refinance it into permanent. But the land and the house will become the loan to value. You know, and when you do a construction loan, you know, once you build the house, the value is really added in, and the land too, and they'll roll both loans in. You have to have good credit for this.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Absolutely true, and also when you. When the construction lender is ready to loan that money, mm-hmm. they need what we call a takeout letter from uh-huh. us, basically saying that when the house is finished, we're going to pay off that construction loan.
And that land loan.
And the land loan, and that means we have to have the borrower pre-approved here with our company mm-hmm. for the permanent loan. Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Next question. Is it easy to sell a home with a $77,000 tax lien? I have $110,000 of equity.
Is it easy to sell? The tax lien has nothing to do with how the sell of the house goes. I mean, yeah, it's just as easy as somebody coming in and buying it. Just have to remember that tax lien is going to be on title, and it's going to have to be paid at closing out of your equity. It sounds like you would still have wouldn't you still have money left to maybe go out and buy a different house, you know, FHA 3.5% down depending on credit, income, and stuff.
And the buyer's not paying that tax.
Yeah, they're paying.
You own the house that has the tax lien on it. Right. It, like Gary says, it has to be paid at closing when you sell the house mm-hmm. or refinance the house. So, but we can't do a loan with a tax lien. It has to be paid off.
Yep, mm-hmm. has to be paid off at close. And that'll be on, it most likely is what you're referring to, is that it's on title. Now, you know, if it's on title, you know, that would have to be paid. Now, I don't know if it's not on title. I mean, I don't know how it wouldn't be on title. But
so when they sell the house, I mean, how does that work? Is there just some
type of... Well, the title company
of...
is going to... They're going to
take the equity.
They're going to pay the IRS tax lien.
Out of the equity.
And that's because the title company has to give the buyer clear title.
That's right.
With no mm-hmm. liens.
That's what, and then that's what you pay title insurance for.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people say, well, we paid title insurance when we bought this house a year ago. Why do we have to pay for it again? Because lawyers rule in Texas. That's why. they make the rules, so that's why you have to pay title insurance. And I apologize for that, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Get your legislator in Austin to change the law, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a thing, y'all. All right. Next up, I have a VA loan at 4%. I'm considering an equity refinance. Will I have to pay PMI on said refinance? They have a VA loan
at
4%.
Getting back to what Bob said earlier, a Texas cash out can only be done at 80% of value. Now, I know you know that a VA loan doesn't have monthly mortgage insurance. It has an upfront insurance that you pay.
Funding fee,
unless you're disabled, exempt, with a disability. But there, you're not going to get any kind of equity loan with any kind of mortgage insurance on it.
That's right. And the funding fee on a VA, just to kind of second the motion, the funding fee on a VA is rolled into the loan. It's not an out-of-pocket.
Texas is the only state in the union that will not allow a VA cash out because of the Texas home equity rules. And the,
good point.
The VA and the VA funding fee is the reason. For most people, if they're doing a VA refinance, they do a VA refinance cash out in another state, they're going to have that 3.15% funding fee, see? And so that goes against the Texas equity laws, is you can't have over 2% in origination costs.
So if he does a cashback refinance, that's not a VA loan.
No, it's a conventional loan.
It'll be conventional, but there's no PMI on a conventional loan, is there?
No, not on 80% and below.
80% below, okay.
Up, people buy homes with 3% down that have mortgage insurance, or 5% down, or 10% down, right, or even 15%.
Because I think
down.
That's what they're really wanting to know, yeah, is, you know, how can I do it without, yeah, the PMI?
Well, what happens is a lot of VA people move here and they get a VA loan or whatever, and then they don't understand the rules in Texas, and then they try to get a VA cash out because in other states you can get a VA cash out up to 100%.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what's an IRL?
An IRL is a rate and term
Term refinance.
Yeah, it's a rate reduction loan.
Rate reduction loan.
I just closed
VA to VA
this month. VA to VA. You know, where a guy bought his house on a VA loan last year at 5.5%, and he is in the low threes right now.
Okay.
After, pretty awesome.
After this month.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that just tells you how much, if you had a VA loan a year ago, that you can get that rate down. And especially since it's only been a year, you can get a lot lower payments.
Fantastic. All right. Get your questions in. We have more questions rolling in. Get yours in. We have 15 minutes left in our Mortgage Hour morning show. Your text line is 877-881-1053. All of those lines are open. And if you just want to take a few minutes to talk to a loan officer, we can help you with that too. 972-387-4600. We're going to answer more of your questions when we come back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Morning Hour. I am Jess Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander and Mr. Bob Bolt, continuing to unravel the mortgage mysteries that are, you know, floating around out there. And there's plenty of them. There's just a lot that happens when you buy a house.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we still have time to get your mortgage question in, 877-881-1053. And also, if you'd like to talk to a loan officer live, 972-387-4600. They would love to answer your questions. That's what they're here for. They get up early just for you on Saturday morning to answer your questions. And the call is free. So don't hesitate. Well,
that's all we charge for calls.
If you're driving, hesitate.
Just kidding.
Don't talk and drive. And don't talk and text. Oh, my gosh. Not only that, it's against the law. All right. Are y'all ready for these questions that
sure.
we have?
You bet.
Here we go. I've heard y'all talk about using a 401k towards a down payment on an FHA loan. Can you tell me how that works again?
Well, you can use a 401k for a down payment on a house. There's some withdrawal rules that you have to get from your custodian on that 401k. You know, there's only a percentage that can be taken out. You can, you know, borrow against your 401k, but then we would have to count that loan payment back to the 401k in the debt to income ratios.
The 401k is allowable for your down payment with no penalty. That's the nice thing about it.
Nice.
So the money can be taken out, like you said, there were up to a certain percentage taken out with no penalty and used for your home purchase. But like, all you have to do is get the withdrawal, get the amount that you withdrew, make a nice copy of the check, or if it's a wire, you know, note it that it comes into your account to show where that money came from.
Where do they get the paperwork for that? From their employer?
Yeah,
or from
their employer.
Us or okay,
yeah, no,
from their employer?
Not from us. Yeah,
so from their HR department, maybe.
Right. It's a real simple process. You just get the money. If it's wired, they'll show a wire. They'll have a document to wire, and the money shows up in your account, and then you provide that statement showing that's where that money came from, and there you go. It's pretty easy. I've got one that I just did. So
yeah, I'm doing one right now. We just, like Gary said, we just have to document that money is coming from there. And I would caution people on one thing. Mm-hmm. If they send a check for the withdrawal from the 401k to you, don't cash it.
Deposit it
in your account, because then we don't
shows
have
up.
To. Then we can match the withdrawal with what was deposited into your account, and it's a lot easier.
And always make a copy of the check.
Sure.
I mean, for sure.
But documentation.
That's
kind of the name of the game.
Yeah, and you have to be aware that, you know, you can do 3% down conventional, 3.5% down FHA, or whatever, you know, amount that you like. Just document that. call Texas Lending today, get your approval, get with Bob Bolt. He's an expert at it. Ask for him, and we'll get her done.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
Here we go. How do I know if I need to refinance? My current rate is 4.375%, and I owe $197,000. I purchased the house in May of 2017. Thank you in advance.
I would say call us and let us put some figures together because, again, it comes back to what I said earlier in the show. We're here to give you options, and we can't really answer that question just sitting here, but a lot depends on how the figures work out.
My thought process there is you have a very good rate for a 30-year, but if you want to look at a 25 or a 20-year and you want to get those in the high threes and maybe keep the same payment and get rid of 8 or 9 years or 4 or 5 years
then
of payments,
then it makes sense. Yeah.
Then it sure as heck makes sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what your mortgage insurance, how much you put down when you bought the house or whatever, if what it's worth. But it might help with lowering that or getting rid of that altogether.
So it just makes a lot of sense to explore your options.
Definitely.
And you can do that by calling, speaking to a loan officer. Gary or Bob can help you out with that. 972-387-4600. The call is absolutely free and they, you know. Just crunch some numbers. That's all it is, and see where you're at. So we still have a couple minutes. You can get your text question in at 877-881-1053. But we do just have a couple minutes left, guys. Is there anything you want to add to maybe encourage folks or maybe some words of advice?
One of the things I would point out, I guess we've sort of talked about it, is cash flow. If you're considering paying off debt, remember that if the debt is, primarily credit cards, you're probably paying anywhere from 12 to 25% interest. And by rolling that debt into a cash-out refinance, getting the interest rate way, way down. And, oh, my gosh, if you can pay off debt and improve your cash flow every month, it's...
That's a huge plus.
It's a great plus.
And not only that, but you... You raise your credit score by paying off that credit card debt.
Amen to that. You know
that's a big plus.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I keep harping on. Hey, you know, people say I got 4.5% or whatever, but you know, I don't know about the cost. But like I said, if you can get down to a 20-year loan and get rid of six, seven years of payments. And keep the same payment that you have now. That's easy. That's been my big selling point. I mean, with the rates coming down and things like that, because unless you have rates in the fives or something like that. If you just want a lower payment, but if you can get the same payment in a better term, man, that's a win-win deal. And been doing a lot of that, and like I said, I've been doing a lot of getting people out of escrows. Escrows to me is just somebody else managing your money, and there's all kinds of issues that people are having with those. And at the first of the year, we get a ton of requests about that.
Sure.
One other quick thing on refinances: if your current mortgage has an escrow account, you'll get that refunded.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is you get the money refunded to you in your account to start your own escrow account. So when the taxes come in October, you'll be able to pay them.
All right. Thanks so much for hanging with us this Saturday. We look forward to answering your questions next Saturday here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.